Blog Talk Radio.
It's 2019 and you're listening to Totally Driven Radio.
He's so damn huggable.
I love you.
Hello, everybody. This is Pro Wrestling Now and More with Magic Mike Ferrara, episode number 120. And the question is there anybody out there tonight who is ready to rock and roll?
Hello, everybody. This is Pro Wrestling Now and More with Magic Mike Ferrara, episode number 120.
So how's everybody doing tonight? This is Pro Wrestling Now and More, like I said earlier, with Magic Mike Ferrara, episode number 120. And get dig, it is a new week, and we're ready for the wrestling. If you guys are on the line, 718-508-9883, tonight, no guest needed. But if you want to give us a call and join the hottest show, then welcome to the Pro Wrestling Now and More with Magic Mike Ferrara, episode 120, right here on Totally Driven Radio Entertainment Network. Stay driven, get driven, stay driven. There you go. But if you guys want to go, if you guys want to go right now, though, and check out Totally Driven Entertainment, totallydriven.tv, all you have to do is get on over there. We have what you need over there. We have the Twitter, the Facebook. We have the radio. We have it all right here. And this is Pro Wrestling Now and More with Magic Mike Ferrara, episode number 120. How you be? It's a Wednesday night. So let's do it right. Tonight, the conversation is going to be a lot. I want to definitely talk a lot about New Japan Pro Wrestling. Tonight is the best of the Junior 26. And coming up next Monday, right after Mother's Day, we are going to, we're going to talk about the lineup tonight, but I'm going to take you for the week on what's to come. So pretty soon we're going to go there. But if you guys want to get on board, 718-508-9883 is the number. So you never know where we're going to go. You never know what we're going to do. You never know if we have a caller on the line, somebody wants to call in tonight. Anybody can call in tonight. So, but I'm definitely looking forward to it. And then later on, we're going to do some advertising and stuff. So it should be fun. But, yeah. Beautiful night. Also, I want to thank Bay Ragney from his show coming on last night, last week. And we had him coming on. We had them all. So I'm excited. So 718-508-9883 is the number. Yeah, you want to talk whatever you guys want to talk today, just give us a call. And we'll do that. 718-508-9883 is the number. Somebody says I don't give out the number that much. I'm doing it now. So you never know. Never know. Hopefully everybody's good. And I don't have to track anybody down. So. But you never know. You never know. Why don't we play a song first? Okay. I was going to say, why don't we play a song first, and then...
is there anybody out there tonight who is ready to rock and roll? Is ready to rock?
Yeah, we'll play a song, and then we'll get to the commercials, and then we'll talk some wrestling. 718-508-9883 is the number. And here we go with the first song of the night.
Thank you.
All right, that was Survivor's Eye of the Tiger from the biggest movie of 1982. It had, of course, one of my favorites in it.
All right, that was Survivor's Eye of the Tiger.
Sylvester Stallone, who I know is going to be coming out to Pennsylvania soon to do an autograph session. But guys, we are live. This is Wednesday night. Wake the hell up. Get the fuck up off out of your seats, bro, and pay some respect. But Pro Wrestling Now and More with Magic Mike Farrar, episode 120 tonight. How's everybody in the house? If you want to be a part of my Facebook page, go to Pro Wrestling Now and More with your host, Magic Mike Farrar. And I'm also on the Twitter. I'm on the Twitter as well. And you can find me there. It is Magic Mike Farrar at Not Whip for Life. So 718-508-9883 is the number. If you got something to say, I want to hear it. But right now, we are going to commercial break. And that means that it's time to put the show in a commercial break. And when we come back, I promise we will get back to what we were doing here. So here's a commercial break. We got to pay the bills, guys. Pay the bills.
Hey, everybody, this is Bay Ragney of Taylor Gym Radio. And I'm here to let you know about a person you might know as one of Philly's cheesesteak kings or the TV personality. But I'm letting you know about a good friend of the show's and mine, Mr. Tony Luke Jr. He recently released his own song rendition of the Bob Dylan classic, Make You Feel My Love, which is now available on Apple Music, Spotify, and iTunes. He recorded the song for all individuals who are struggling with addiction and their families. 100% of all the proceeds that are made from this recording is going directly to fund the Brown and White Initiative, hashtag Brown and White, to end the stigma associated with addiction. Hashtag end the stigma, hashtag love the addict, hashtag you are loved, hashtag you need someone.
When the rain is blowing in your face and the whole world is on your case, I can offer you a warm embrace to make you feel my love.
I'm Black Man, saving man's eyes, one stereotype at a time.
To the Black Mobile. To the corner of Martin Luther King Street and Malcolm X Boulevard, pronto.
Will Black man make it to the crime on time? Or will he be on CPT? Stay tuned at ChrisFraleyPresents.com.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back. This is Pro Wrestling Now and More with Magic Mike Ferrara, episode number 120. How's everybody tonight? Hopefully everybody's good. Okay, we are going to talk right away about something that's awesome. And I'll tell you what, I watched it last Friday. It's unbelievable. If you go to New Japan, hold on a second. We shall go there instead. Go to NJPWWorld.com. Click in there, and you can watch the matches. Just pay the money. Hamas School presents Wrestling Donico. 2019, live from Funkawara Convention Center in Japan. First match went 20 minutes. Ren, Natar, Sho, Yumo, and Tokohomi Hama took on the team of Toa Hanir, Yoda Tatuchi, and Yuta Yamura. And what a match. That match lasted 10 minutes. And finally, at the end of the bout, they had a front suplex hold, and Ren Natir wins the match for his team. Unbelievable. Second match, 20 minutes. Ryusuke Kikuchi, Tiger Mask, Jushin Thunder Liger, Yoshihashi took on the team of Minoru Suzuki, which is Suzuki Gun, Yo Kanobu Kanmoro, El Desperado, and Taka Michinoku. Taka's team won, and it was a great match. And that match lasted about 9 minutes, and it was done with the Michinoku driver. That driver's still going strong. Third match, 30 minutes. Will Ospreay, Toru Yano, and Togi McCabe. They took on Herculeo, Tama Tonga, and Tangaloa. And it was done with the Oz Cutter. Well, Ospreay put that match away. That match lasted 7 minutes and 25 seconds. Fourth match, six-man tag. Sho Takagi, Bushi, and Tetsunedo. They took on Sho Yao and Kota Ibushi. And, that was gone with 11 minutes and 31 seconds. Kota's team wins it. Fifth match, 30-minute time limit. Mikey Nichols, Juice Robinson, and Hiroki Goto defeated Chase Owens, Bad Luck Fale, and Jay White, the Bullet Club, with Pulp Fiction at 11 minutes and 23 seconds. Six-match special tag team limit match. Tomo Ishii, the Pitbull, and Kusuke Okada, nothing happened. They had a problem with King of Darkness, Evil, and Sandra, when the referee stopped it in 16 minutes and 52 seconds. Also, main event. Second to the main event, though. Jeff Cobb lost to Tachi, so that's the end of that. He lost his belt, so he lost the never open weight to him. Eight match, 60 minutes, IWGP Junior Heavyweight Championship match. Dragon Lee defeated Tajiri Irishimori. So, now we go to the next results. And this was Saturday, May 4th. May the 4th be with you for big Star Wars fans. Opening match, Shota Yumo and Ren Nartir. They won again against Uriah Yuma and Yota Tatsusi. They won that one in a fisherman suplex, 7 minutes and 30 seconds for that one. Second match, special tag team match again. Taka Michinoku, El Desperado, Minoru Suzuki, Tachi, and Yonobu Kamo defeated Jeff Cobb, Yoshihashi, Tanir, Tiger Mask, and Taguchi in what was an 11-minute, 60-minute match. Third match, 30-minute special. And I want to just say also all the matches were entertaining. That's why I love this pro wrestling from New Japan. Jushin Thunder Liger, Toriano, and Toki McCabe defeated Yato Tangaloa and Tama Tonga in it with a schoolboy in 7 minutes and 40 seconds. Your winners. Fourth match, 30 minutes, six-man tag. Hiroki Goto, Juice Robinson, Mikey Nichols, and Tokaani Hama defeated Herculito, Chase Owens, another Bullet Club, Jay White, and Bad Luck Fale. 11 minutes again, 57 seconds with the Pulp Fiction. Good for them. I can't stand the Bullet Club. Will Ospreay and Dragon Lee took on El Fantasmo and Tajiri Irishimori, and of course he loses, and El Fantasmo wins. Sixth match, Shingo Bushi and Tetsunedo, Los Ingobernables, defeated Sho Yo and Kota Ibushi with 13 minutes, 47 seconds, Destinino. Let's see. Seventh match, 60-minute time limit. Tomohiro Ishii defeated King of Darkness Evil. What a match. 20 minutes, 8 minutes match. I say that was the match of the night. A lot of people probably corrected me, but, you know, in his first title defense, 30 minutes and 3 seconds later, the Rainmaker got Sandra. But if you guys want to call the show, 718-508-9883 is the number. We were just going over the weekend for the weekend that was. So I hope everybody's having a great time out there in Radio Land. But you need to call the show, 718-508-9883 is the number. A little while, we're going to go for the I'm going to give you what's going on for next week's wrestling in New Japan Pro Wrestling. Also want to talk about In Your House. It's In Your House, but not In Your House tonight. In Your House, that happened with the pay-per-view. The date was actually May 14, 1995, Syracuse, New York. Owangara Country War Memorial, and 7,000 people were there to witness the main event. But I want to talk about the show, leading up to the show and everything. So Bret the Hitman Hart took on Hakushi, and that match was going to be the prelude because Hakushi has been saying bad things about Bret Hart, calling him a racist, having Jerry the King Lawler there. Anyway, Bret the Hitman Hart defeated Hakushi with Shinja with 14:39 minutes. Also, Razor Ramon has been having problems with Jeff Jarrett and the Roadie. He finally said, listen, the Roadie's going to interfere. Why don't we do a handicap match, Razor Ramon versus Jeff Jarrett with the Roadie, and it ended up being 12 minutes and 36 seconds with the handicap match. Razor Ramon wins. The King of the Ring qualifying match, 150 minute and 4. Mabel with Mo defeated Adam Baum. Number 5 match, Owen Hart and Yokozuna They were the tag team champions at the time. They with Mr. Cornette and Mr. Fuji, they defeated the Smoking Guns, Billy and Bart. Now remember, the last time that these two teams faced each other, Yokozuna was a surprise. Owen said at WrestleMania 11, I went out and I did something that, you know, this man did something that I always wanted to do. He beat my brother Brett. Also, Jared King Lawler ended up defeating Brett the Hitman Hart 5 minutes in one match, in 1 minute, when some chicanery from the outside happened. Also, the champion, Big Daddy Cool Diesel, was in the house. He defeated Psycho Sid by disqualification, 11 minutes and 31 seconds, and someone got a house, or they won a house, and then bam, the pay-per-view was over. And also, shout out to Doc Hendricks, Michael Pierce Hayes, and Vince McMahon, Carlos Savinovich, and Carlos Cabrera and Hugo Savinovich. Stephanie Weiland and Todd Pettengill was there, and ring announcers, of course, Howard Finkel, and your referees, Tim White, Jack Doan, Mike Chiota, Danny Davis, and Earl Hebner were all on the card. Excellent match. I love talking about nostalgia, and that's what we did. But I did the WWE. I called them WWE in your house, and that's the first thing that came to mind, that pay-per-view. And I watched it last night in its entirety like I did when I was a kid. And I will have to say this. I was a senior in high school. So, you know, the next day everybody was like, oh, did you watch this show, that show? I was like, no, I watched WWF in your house. All you needed was a tape, and you were set to go. You wheeled in a VCR, and you got to watch the show at school. So, and I remember watching the pay-per-view at school with my friends on probably the Tuesday when I got the tape from my dad on Monday. But yeah, it was cool. It was cool. Yeah, I loved those pay-per-views. Also, keeping the nostalgia going, how about from 1989? This is awesome. Wrestle War. It was from Nashville, Tennessee. The Great Muta with Gary Hart in the opening match defeated Doug Gilbert with Eddie Gilbert in 3 minutes and 3 minutes and 3 seconds. Awesome match. I remember thinking about the Great Muta and how he used to spew the mist in people's eyes. Butch Reed, he was called Hacksaw Butch Reed. He defeated Ranger Ross. Now, I remember watching Ranger Ross when I was a kid and not knowing who Ranger Ross was. Seeing Ranger Ross lately, wow, he still looks the same. But anyway, Butch Reed won that match, and that was 6 minutes and 59 seconds. And don't forget, last year at this time, Butch Reed was a member of the WWF, which we refer to now as E. Dick Murdoch defeated Bob Orton Jr. with Gary Hart in a bull rope match, 4 minutes and 54 seconds. How about the Dynamic Dudes? Johnny Ace and Shane Douglas defeated the Samoan SWAT team, Fatu and Samu, with Paulie Dangerously, 11 minutes and 2 seconds. Michael Pierce Haynes says he didn't need anybody in his corner, but that's bullshit because Hiro Matsuda was with him as he defeated Lex Luger. That match lasted 16 minutes and 6 seconds. How about the Iron Sheik with Rip Morgan got defeated by Stinger, 2 minutes and 12 seconds. Can't say it was a classic. And that was for the NWA World Championship Television Championship match. Now it's time for the big one. Well, I'll give that last. The Road Warriors, Hawk and Animal with Paul Ellering, defeated the Varsity Club, Rotunda and Steve Williams with Kevin Sullivan, and that was 6 minutes and 6 seconds. How about Eddie Gilbert and Rick Steiner, the Tag Team Champions, United States Tag Team Champions, defeated, how about this one, with Missy Hyatt, they defeated the Varsity Club, Dan Spivey and Kevin Sullivan. Now, how about the big one was the Ric Flair versus Ricky's Greg and Steeple. This is the third match they had. The first match, Ricky Steamboat won, took the belt. Second match, unbelievable. Both shoulders were down. They needed a third one. They did it here. Ric Flair defeated Ricky Steamboat, but then he got beat up after 31 minutes and 37 seconds by a maniacal, a man that's wearing a tuxedo, beat the stuffings out of Ric Flair. Couldn't believe it. I was young in them days. It was unbelievable. I never seen anybody get beat up like Ric Flair. He took a table. He did everything. He took his own moves. Oh, Terry Funk was a maniacal bastard. And it just was a terrible thing to see. But hopefully next week, folks, I will be watching some old school stuff again, and we'll be talking about it. But I want you guys to know that is the old school segment. Also, yesterday was Tag Team Tuesday. I had a great one. I had Bundy and Stud. And that's going to be my Tag Team Tuesday. Even though they were heels, there was still something to talk about. Also, right now, folks, if you're interested, at the end of the first quarter, Boston Celtics are losing to the Milwaukee Bucks. But I think the Bucks are going to take it. I also think that the Toronto Raptors are going to take it. I don't see those 76ers doing anything, so... Shout out to the 76ers in Philly, but I think you guys are done. So, but yeah, we are. It's 8:30 right here in New York City. If you want to call up, the number 718-508-9883. That's the number. Right now, we're going to go to a commercial break and pay the bills.
Hey, everybody, this is Bay Ragney of Taylor Gym Radio, and I'm here to let you know about a person you might know as one of Philly's cheesesteak kings. Or the TV personality, but I'm letting you know about a good friend of the show's and mine, Mr. Tony Lee Jr. He recently released his own song rendition of the Bob Dylan classic, Make You Feel My Love, which is now available on Apple Music, Spotify, and iTunes. He recorded the song for all individuals who are struggling with addiction and their families. 100% of all the proceeds that are made from this recording is going directly to fund the Brown and White Initiative. Hashtag Brown and White. To end the stigma associated with addiction. Hashtag end the stigma. Hashtag love the addict. Hashtag you are loved. Hashtag you need someone.
When the rain is blowing in your face and the whole world is on your case, I can offer you a warm embrace to make you feel my love.
I'm Black Man, saving man's eyes, one stereotype at a time.
To the Black Mobile. To the corner of Martin Luther King Street and Malcolm X Boulevard, pronto.
Will Black Man make it to the crime on time? Or will he be on CPT? Stay tuned at ChrisFraleyPresents.com.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
bad to the bone. Right here, I'm fucking bad to the bone. I got somebody right here who wants to say what's up.
This is Arul Sheikh. Don't be jabroni. Listen to the number one radio station, Tolo station, and we have a good day.
Yeah, Totally Driven Radio Entertainment Network. That is a Iron Sheik classic, and we also have this one for the wrestling fans out there.
This is Ivan Koloff, the Russian Bear. You're listening to Total Driven Radio, the best in the country, in the world.
Somebody said something right there. You got it right there from the former world champion right there. How about that one? That was awesome. I just love it. So tonight, guys, all you have to do is 718-508-9883. Of course, this is Totally Driven Radio, but not the show that you guys love tomorrow night. But this is the Pro Wrestling Now and More show with Magic Mike for our episode number 120, the best show in the business out there. And I want to tell you that I'm bad to the bone. Also, I want you guys to pick up Don't Call Me Fink. It is the story of the real story of Dr. D. David Schultz. Dr. D. David Schultz with John Cosper. And, he is the doctor. So tonight I have the book. But go over to go over and hit it up. Ask anyone who's watched wrestling in the early 80s who the most dangerous man in wrestling was. And they'll tell you it was Dr. D, trained by Herb Welch, the Tennessee native, terrorized fans in Tennessee, Florida, Calgary, Japan, and Minnesota before he was recruited into the WWF at the request of Hulk Hogan. Dr. D was a singles and tag team champion from multiple promotions, and he faced some of the dangerous men in the business, Antonio Inoki, Abdullah the Butcher, Bruiser Brody, and Johnny Rods. Yet he is remembered to this day for taking down a very different opponent, ABC John Stossel, who dared to utter those words, "I think this is fake." While the Stossel incident put an end to his wrestling career, but hardly the end of his story, Dr. D turned babyface in real life, finding an even greater calling as a professional bounty hunter. Working out of Connecticut, Dr. D traveled the world and brought back hundreds of skips who had fled justice. Dr. D tracked fugitives from New York to California to Puerto Rico, Egypt, even Egypt, with a 100% capture rate. If he couldn't coax you coming back on your own free will, then he would still possess the skills taught by Herb Welch that could turn even the biggest thug into a crybaby. Call him a wrestler, call him a bounty hunter, just don't call him fake. Dr. D. David Schultz is the real deal, a hero in the wrestling locker room who became greater hero with his post-wrestling career. So there you go, guys. Get this book. I have it in my hand. Oh, Magic Mike loves books. Don't call me fake. The real. Dr. D. David Schultz. John Cosper gets a lot of kudos for that book. But yeah, so 718-508-9883 is the number. Pro Wrestling Now and More with Magic Mike for our episode number 120. It's a great ride, and I want everybody to be happy about that. Let's take another commercial. We'll be back. And, we'll hit it back up. We'll talk wrestling. And if somebody calls, we'll take you off commercials. 718-508-9883 is the number.
Hey, everybody, this is Bay Ragney of Television Radio. And I'm here to let you know about a person you might know as one of Philly's cheesesteak kings or the TV personality. But I'm letting you know about a good friend of the show's and mine, Mr. Tony Luke Jr. He recently released his own song rendition of the Bob Dylan classic, Make You Feel My Love, which is now available on Apple Music, Spotify, and iTunes. He recorded the song for all individuals who are struggling with addiction and their families. 100% of all the proceeds that are made from this recording is going directly to fund the Brown and White Initiative. Hashtag Brown and White. to end the stigma associated with addiction. Hashtag end the stigma. Hashtag love the addict. Hashtag you are loved. Hashtag you need someone.
When the rain is blowing in your face and the whole world is on your case, I can offer you a warm embrace to make you feel my love.
I'm Black Man, saving man's eyes, one stereotype at a time.
To the Black Mobile. To the corner of Martin Luther King Street and Malcolm X Boulevard. Pronto.
Will Black Man make it to the crime on time? Or will he be on CPT? Stay tuned at ChrisFraleyPresents.com.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is a perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Hey guys, this is Magic Mike for our episode number 120. And I'm pleased to announce that we are going to be doing a special Pro Wrestling Now and More with Magic Mike Live, coming to you from the Not With For Life studios on May 25th, Saturday. And I'm going to have a special guest that day. It's going to be Dr. Death is going to call in with John Cosper. So I'm going to have them both on the air live. 718-508-9883 is the number. If you want to talk to me, all you have to do is give us a call and we'll put you right through tonight and we'll talk wrestling. But I really want your opinion on something. I really want your opinion on this, which is easy, simple to do. I want your opinion on the Super Juniors. Who do you think is going to win? That's an awesome thing to say. because we had the best of the Super Juniors over the years. And if you remember last year's winner, it was a real cut-close winner last year, if you remember. But, yeah, 718-508-9883 will get you the, we'll get you in the talk to me. Yeah, I'm looking forward to this one with the, all the names that are on there. But last year, remember, Himuru Takahashi wins, and, it was a great one. But let's get into the Super Juniors. Let's get into that. This is next Monday night, folks. We're going to have next Monday. It's going to be May 13th. The best of the Super Junior number 26. The first matchup is going to take place in Sendai Sun Plaza Hall, and it will be first match, 20 minutes. Yuna Yamira versus Brody King. I think Brody's going to win that one. Also, we have a tag team match coming at you. Yoda Tatutsi and Flip Gordon versus Tachi and El Desperado. I think that Tachi's going to win. Unbelievable. Shota Unumo, Rocky Romero, and Bandito versus Yano, Robbie Eagles, and El Flandada. I think Rocky Romero's team's going to win. Tag team match, Ryusuke Taguchi and Juice Robinson's going to be taking on Ren Narda and Yao. I think that Juice Robinson's team wins. Fifth match, tag team match, Toa Hanir and Will Ospreay versus Tetsu Naito and Bushi. I think they have that match. Tetsu Naito and Bushi wins. This is a best of the Super 26A block tournament match. Taiga Mask versus Taka Michinoku. I think Taka Michinoku wins. Titan versus Yonobu Kimura. I think Kimura wins that. Marty Scurll versus Jonathan Gresham. I think Marty's got that match. Also, Sho is going to be wrestling Shingo Takagi. I think Takagi's got that. I think Sho's not going to do good. Dragon Lee versus Ishimori. I think Ishimori wins that one. That's my opinion on that one. But that's what I think. So we'll see. Then you have Tuesday, May 14th. And same place, but let's see the lineup for this one. First matchup, Yoda Tutsi versus Yorna Rama. I think Yoda's going to win. Second match, six-man tag. Tiger Mask, Jonathan Gresham, and Ren Narda versus Tachi, Takamichinoku, and Kamaru. I think that Tachi's going to win. Third match, Juice Robinson, Dragon Lee versus Sho and Shota Umo. I think Juice Robinson's going to win again. Brody King, Marty Scurll versus Guido, and I think this goes to Brody King. I think they'll win it. Fifth match on the card is going to be Toa Hanir and Titan versus Tetsu Naito and Shingo Takagi. I think Tetsu Naito is going to win. Sixth match, this is the best of Super Junior 26 Block B. Rocky Romero versus Robbie Eagles. I think Rocky's going to win this one. Seventh match for the tournament, Flip Gordon versus El Desperado. I think El Desperado is going to win. No, I think Flip Gordon wins. Bandito versus El Plasmo. I think El Fantasmo is going to win. Will Ospreay versus Bushi. I think Bushi's going to win. I think Will Ospreay is going to win. And that's the best of the Junior
26B block. Number 10, main event, worst case, Taguchi versus Yao. I think Taguchi's got it. I don't think Yao's got it, but hey, you never know. But that's 2 days right there of the tournament. And then we flip to Wednesday. The match lineup on Wednesday should be interesting. Let's see. Oh, it's going to open up this time. Yoda Tutsi versus Brody King. I think King is going to win. How about this one? Ren Narta, Flip Gordon versus Robbie Eagles and Dotto. I think the team of Ren Narta is going to win. Another tag team, Tachi and Del Desperado versus Raguchi, Taguchi, and Chiota Umo. I think Raguchi wrestling in the main event the night before is going to have an effect on him. I think El Desperado's team is going to win. Fourth match, 20-minute time limit, Juice Robinson, Bandito, and Will Ospreay. They'll defeat the team of Tua Hanir, Yo, and Rocky Romero. Fifth match, 20 minutes, Tetsunato and Bushi versus Gato and El Plasma. I think Tenato's got it. Best of the tournament, Block A, Jonathan Grisham versus Taka Michinoku. I see Taka squirming his way out and winning this match. Tiger Mask versus Yoshi Kanobu Kamaro. I think that's going to be good, but I think Kanobu's got it. Titan versus Sho Tagaki. Tagaki's got that. Squirrel versus Tachiri Hishimori. I think Squirrel's going to win this one. Dragon Lee versus Sho to end the tournament. I think Dragon Lee's got it. I don't see Sho and Yo really doing that big with the numbers. I don't know if they're going to win. I don't think so. But it's 8:59, almost 9 o'clock, folks. So if you're going to call, let's go. 718-508-9883 is the number. If you want to talk to me, all you have to do now is call me because we're talking about some good stuff going on here. We got into a good conversation. Wednesday, May 15th, and I'm supposed to have a special guest on the show. We'll be talking about that very soon. Let me get to the match lineup for this one. And the first match on the card is going to be Yota Tsutsi again versus Brody King. I think King's going to win again. Ren Narta, Flip Gordon versus Yato and Robbie Eagles. I think that team's going to win the first one, Flip Gordon. Shota Umo and Rikuchi Taguchi versus Tachi and El Desperado. I think they have that match. Tachi has that match. Juice Robinson, Bandito, and Will Ospreay. They'll defeat Rocky Romero, Yo, and Toa Hanir. Tetsunato and Bushi, they'll defeat Gato and El Plasmo. Jonathan Grisham versus Taka. I think Taka's got this. Tiger Mask versus Kimura. I think Kimura's got this. Togogi versus Titan. I just did this card, so wait a second. I got to get out of this card. All right, so we're moving on. We're going to May 16th. And let's see. May 16th. Oh, yeah, here we go. Yomura and Titan versus Gato and Tajiri Ishimori. I think they're going to win, Gato. Yota, Tatsuchi, and Tiger Mask versus Brody King and Marty Squirrel. I think those guys got it. Marty's got it. Tachi versus Ren Narta. I think that team has it. I think Renata's team has it. Let's see. I think that team has it. Let's see what else we got here. Let's see what else we got I think Shota Umo, Juice Robinson, and Dragon Lee, they defeat Jonathan Grisham Show and Toha Nir. Fifth match, Tetsudato and Tagagi versus Taka Michinoku and Yonobro. I think that Taka's going to squeak it out again. This is sixth match, best of the Super Junior 26 B-Block tournament match. Flip Gordon versus Robbie Eagles. I think Flip Gordon's going to win. Yo versus Bandido. I think Bandido's got this. Bushi versus El Plasma. I think Bushi's got this. Will Ospreay versus Rocky Romero. I love Will Ospreay. I think Will Ospreay's going to win. And Rikishi Taguchi versus El Desperado. I think Desperado's got that one. And then we go to Friday. Now, this is a week coming up from this Friday. So, no, there's no Friday. It's Saturday. So I'm just going to give you to Saturday, and then you go your own way until I get back, or Sunday I should go. Yuna Yomura versus Brody King. I'm going to go King again. Brent Norton and Bandido versus Tachi and El Desperado. I'll go those two, Tachi and El Desperado. Guido El Fantasmo versus Jado and Robbie Eagles. I think Fantasmo is going to pull something out. Six-man tag, Juice Robinson, Flip Gordon, Will Ospreay. They'll defeat Yo, Rocky Romero, and Shota Umo. Toa Hanir and Rikishi Taguchi will fight Tetsuneto and Bushi. I think those guys, both Inganables, are going to win. Sho will be fighting Taka Michinoku. I don't think Sho is going to win. Tiger Mask will be defeated by Marty Squirrel. Titan will definitely be defeated by Tsujiri Ishimori. Dragon Lee will lose to Jonathan Grisham. I think Grisham's got it. Grisham. And Shingo Tagagi will go down to Kemaru. So. And then we'll continue this. We'll just keep on going. And then that's what we'll do there. We'll stop. You know what? We'll stop at Sunday. So then Sunday, May 19th, Renata versus Yota Tutsi. I think Tutsi's going to win. Sho and Titan versus Shota Umo and Jonathan Grisham. I think those teams are going to win, Titan's team. Juice Robinson and Tiger Mask versus Toa Hania and Dragon Lee. I think Toa Hania is going to win. Yado, Gato, and Terry Ichimori, they'll defeat the team of Tachi, Takamichinoku, and Kamaru. Marty Squirrel and Brody King versus Tetsuneto and Joe Jagotsi. I think they're going to win that one. Squirrel's got it. Six match, 30 minutes, best of junior, 26 B block. Rocky Romero will lose to Flip Gordon. Bandido will lose to El Desperado. Robbie Eagles loses to El Fantasmo. Will Ospreay beats Yo, and Rikishi Taguchi loses to Bushi. That's my so that's what's going on there. But 718-508-9883 is the number. You want to talk sports? You want to talk whatever you guys want to talk about and flip on to. You want to talk about what's going on right now in the NBA. Halftime, it is Boston Celtics 39 and the Bucks are 52. So there you go. Tonight, Game 7, the Sharks and the Avalanche. I think Colorado's going to win this. And then tomorrow is going to be Game 1, Hurricanes versus Bruins. I think the Bruins are going to win. That's what I think. I think the Bruins are just too tough as they were on teams. But people don't think that way, but I think so. I think the Bruins are going to show everybody up. 718-508-9883 is the number. If you want to talk to me tonight about pro wrestling or anything that's on your mind, just give us a call. 718-508-9883 is the number. So, yeah, so that's what's been going on, really. You know, just been following wrestling, watching wrestling programs, watching New Japan Pro Wrestling, looking live at different things. But if you guys want to call me, 718-508-9883 is the number. I'm going to take a quick commercial break. I'll be right back.
Hey, everybody, this is Bay Ragney of Television Radio. And I'm here to let you know about a person you might know as one of Philly's cheesesteak kings or the TV personality, but I'm letting you know about a good friend of the show's and mine, Mr. Tony Luke Jr. He recently released his own song rendition of the Bob Dylan classic, Make You Feel My Love, which is now available on Apple Music, Spotify, and iTunes. He recorded the song for all individuals who are struggling with addiction and their families. 100% of all the proceeds that are made from this recording is going directly to fund the Brown and White Initiative, hashtag Brown and White, to end the stigma associated with addiction. Hashtag end the stigma. Hashtag love the addict. Hashtag you are loved. Hashtag you need someone.
When the rain is blowing in your face and the whole world is on your case, I can offer you a warm embrace to make you feel my love.
I'm Black Man, saving man's eyes, one stereotype at a time.
To the Black Mobile. To the corner of Martin Luther King Street and Malcolm X Boulevard, pronto.
Will Black Man make it to the crime on time? Or will he be on CPT? Stay tuned at ChrisFraleyPresents.com.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our Wacky Stores page on Facebook.
Hello, everybody. This is Pro Wrestling Now and More with Magic Mike Ferrara, only right here on Totally Driven Radio Entertainment Network, episode number 120, hanging and banging with you guys for a little bit more. Maybe go to 10 o'clock tonight. If we get callers, maybe not, but 718-508-9883. As I went out to the break, I was just talking about the matches in hockey, and I think I definitely think this is going to happen. I think the Hurricanes and the Bruins are going to match up. So I think that's it for that. But I don't see anything else. And then basketball, we have a good one. And then tomorrow night, we're going to have 3-2 Toronto. I think Toronto is going to beat Philadelphia, and then Denver is going. The Nuggets are going to take on the Portland Trail Blazers. I think the Nuggets are going to win that one. So I think it's going to be a wrap. So Game 6 is tomorrow, and it should be interesting. Hopefully soon, Anthony will be back. Mr. Mojo, you guys know him on Saturdays. He usually has his show, and hope he'll be back soon. But 718-508-9883 is the number. We're not done with my show yet, but we are done with what we were talking about, except for the fact that I'm going to bring the Best of the World Right Now talks. The Best of the World, number one, was Jushin Thunder Liger, and it happened in the Osaka gym in 1994. 1995 was Wild Pegasus, who you know as Chris Benoit. This is all the people that won. Number 1996 was Black Tiger 2. 97 was El Samurai. 98 was Koji Kamaro, number 1. Kendo Kashin. 2000 was Tatsuhiro Tagawa. Jushin Thunder Liger won again in 2001. 2002, Kenji Kunimoto won. That's Kenji's second one. Masanito Mokata won. Tiger Mask won back-to-back, number 4. He won back-to-back. Minoru won one. Let's see. 2009, Koji Kanemuro won. Prince Devitt won. You know him as Finn Balor. He won in 2010. Kota Ibushi won one. Rugusuke Taguchi won one in 2012. Prince Devitt won again in 2013. Ricochet won one in 2014. Kushida won in 2015. Will Ospreay won in 2016. Kushida won in 2017, the second one. Tamaru Takahashi won, and we don't know who's going to win this one. But all you guys have to do is call. So tune in. I was going to say call 718-508-9883 is the number. Why I tell you some news details. You never know who's going to call this show. So I've been reading a lot of books lately. So you never know. 718-508-9883 is the number. All you have to do is think pro wrestling, and there you go. So hope everyone is well out there. And, it's loving this show. How about we go back to the music? I'll give you a song. We'll do another song. That would be great if we could do the we'll do another song. How about that? We'll give you a song. I'll pick out a song that I like, and I'll give it to you. or maybe not. I'm thinking about giving you guys another song. Would you guys want another song? I don't know what song I'm going to give you, but... So hopefully everybody's good out there in the radio land. How about this one? Up All Night. That was the classic
all night, sleep all day. And if you guys don't know what that is, go back into time and check out Slaughter. Nowadays, if you're up all night, sleep all day, you got a new brand new baby, which probably can happen. 718-508-9883 is the number. Kiss Condoms help, I heard. But, yeah, 718-508-9883 is the number. That helps. Screaming babies help, and everything else helps. You know. But yeah, so let's get into baseball and run down the standings. In L.A. East, Tampa Bay, they're winning so far 23-13. 23 wins, 13 losses. The Yankees, 21 wins, 14 losses. They have a lot of injuries. Boston, 18 wins, 19 losses. 15-21 for Toronto. Baltimore's going to take a losing skipperoo. 13-23. They're horrible. Minnesota for the LA Central. Minnesota, 22 wins and 12 losses. Very impressive. Cleveland, 19 wins and 16 losses. Detroit Tigers, 15-17, 16-19 for Chicago White Sox, and Kansas City, 13-24. No surprise here, AL West, Houston, 21 wins, 15 losses. They could get back into the World Series next year. Seattle, 19-19, 17-17 for Texas, 16-19 for the LA Angels, and then Oakland, 16-21. Philadelphia in the NL East, here we go, 21-15. 18-18 for the Braves, 17-20 for the Mets, Republicans. Washington, 14-22. I figured they would fold. Everybody was on the Washington bandwagon. I don't know why. Miami, 10 wins and 25 losses. Disgusting. Chicago for the NL Central, Cubs, 20-13. Milwaukee, 23-16. St. Louis, meet me in St. Louis, 21-16. Pittsburgh, 17-16. Cincinnati, 15-21. No surprise there. Dodgers, 24-14. Arizona, 21-16. San Diego, 21-17. Colorado, 16-20. And then 16-20 for San Francisco. It is early, folks. Don't panic just yet. Get ready to hit the panic button if you're a Met fan, Yankee fan, Braves fan. Oh, no. 718-508-9883 is the number. You want to talk anything, I'm here with you for a little while, and I'm signing off. I think I'm going to sign off at 10 o'clock or around that area because no calls tonight. 718, no love for Magic Mike Ferrar. Normally, I have guests, and they keep me busy, but not tonight. 718-508-9883. Not that I haven't been looking. I've been looking and booking, so looking and booking. But I got future shows. Next week, I'm going to have Evan Ginsberg call up the show. 718-508-9883. If you know Evan, he'll be calling. He's an awesome dude. We're going to be talking wrestling and whatnot, and we're going to be talking about WrestleMania weekend and how busy he was. And the whole schmeal with him. 718-508-9883. It is Pro Wrestling Now and More with Magic Mike Ferrara, episode number 120. 718-508-9883 is the number. So, yeah. So the State of the Wrestling Union address. Let's see. A lot of people complaining, bitching, moaning. Last week was the CAC, the Cauliflower, and I told you guys about that organization. I love that organization. All you have to do, folks, is go over to the CauliflowerAlleyClub.org and become a member. So, yeah, definitely become a member. Definitely become a member. I would if I was you. A lot of people love that organization. They do great things for people. But we're talking right now, 718-508-9883, and you are listening to a lifetime member of the Cauliflower. I am a lifetime. Who knows? I should be going out there and listening to people that are getting the awards. You never know. But 718-508-9883, the Cauliflower does great, great stuff. 718-508-9883 is the number. You want to talk to me tonight? Two more minutes, and then we're going to take another commercial break because I want to pay the bills. And if somebody's listening, maybe we'll get new sponsors and stuff. So 718-508-9883 is the number. If you want to talk to me, give me a call. This is Pro Wrestling Now and More with Magic Mike Ferrara, episode number 120. We're just going along. Maybe we'll do some news when we get back. We'll look for some news tonight. Becky Lynch called out Sasha Banks. Come fight me. Which is amazing. But that's what she says. As we noted, Raw and SmackDown Live's Women's Champion Becky Lynch recently did an interview with Sports Illustrated. During the interview, she called out the legit boss, Sasha Banks, who was currently at odds with the company. Lynch told the former Raw Women's Champion, come fight me. Here's what she had to say. Come fight me, Sasha, Lynch said. At one time, Sasha Banks was the top dog. She was the boss. But Sasha has fallen from grace. It seems like she can't hack it. She's got something to prove. I know we've had tremendous matches back in NXT, and that was an age since we stepped in the ring together. This ain't the little last kicker anymore. This is the man. I love to go toe-to-toe, the man versus the boss, to prove who is the top dog now. And that's also Snoop Dogg's cousin, so. But right now, we're going to go to commercial break. We'll come back with some more news.
Hey, everybody, this is Bay Ragney of Tillygen Radio. And I'm here to let you know about a person you might know as one of Philly's cheesesteak kings or the TV personality. But I'm letting you know about a good friend of the show's and mine, Mr. Tony Luke Jr. He recently released his own song rendition of the Bob Dylan classic, Make You Feel My Love, which is now available on Apple Music, Spotify, and iTunes. He recorded the song for all individuals who are struggling with addiction and their families. 100% of all the proceeds that are made from this recording is going directly to fund the Brown and White Initiative, hashtag Brown and White, to end the stigma associated with addiction. Hashtag end the stigma, hashtag love the addict, hashtag you are loved, hashtag you need something.
When the rain is blowing in your face and the whole world is on your case, I can offer you a warm embrace to make you feel my love.
I'm Black Man, saving man's eye, one stereotype at a time.
To the Black Mobile. To the corner of Martin Luther King Street and Malcolm X Boulevard. Pronto.
Will Black Man make it to the crime on time? Or will he be on CPT? Stay tuned at ChrisFraleyPresents.com.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromhomes.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to teddyscares.com. And be sure to become our friends at facebook.com/teddyscares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
All right, guys, this is Pro Wrestling Now and More with Magic Mike Ferrara, episode number 120. So just want to say to all my friends out there, next week we'll be back with a whole new show. Good guests, good wrestling, lots of to cover. So we're going to be talking a lot about the New Japan stuff like we did tonight. We did a lot of New Japan. Also coming up, we're going to preview the Money in the Bank, and we'll talk about Money in the Bank coming up. What I think about Money in the Bank is going to happen. I think that Money in the Bank is going to be really good, considering some tinkering and some stuff with the lineup. But I think it's going to be good. I think Seth Rollins versus AJ is going to be the match of the night. Everybody's looking to see that. Roman Reigns versus Elias, I don't think that's going to be that great. The Miz versus Shane in the steel cage is going to be good. Raw and SmackDown, Becky Lynch is fighting twice. I think she'll retain both titles. Samoa Joe versus Rey Mysterio again. So I'd like to see how that's going to work out. But 718-508-9883 is the number until about 9:40, then I'm closing up shop. 718-508-9883. We talked a lot about New Japan Pro Wrestling, lots of stuff going on. Also, if you guys head over, which you should be doing that soon, probably. You go over to ROH and you click on Honor Club, but if you're a member, you can watch the War of the Worlds. And I think your next pay-per-view is coming out too over there, so who knows? You can watch a lot of stuff from Ring of Honor. They have a couple of live shows coming up. Tomorrow is War of the World on tour, and then again. So you'll be able to watch that, I'm sure, and check that out. Check out the deets and the lineup as well.
ROH World Championship match, PCO versus Matt Taven. Jay Lethal versus Satori Kojima. Four Corners Survival match of Brody King, Shane Taylor, Jeff Cobb, and Hirooki Goto. Yuji Nagata versus Silas Young. Lifeblood versus the Briscoes. Roosh versus PJ Black. The Kingdom versus LIJ, Los Ingobernables. And the Bullet Club versus the NJPW Young Lions. That should be interesting. So, hopefully it'll be on TV tomorrow night. But 718-508-9883 is the number. Oh, let's see what's going on here. Yeah, so that's what's going on right there. But I think it also could be on tomorrow night as well. The War of the Worlds. I think it's on how to order. Let's see. It might not be on. It might be. Tomorrow night's Thursday, so you never know. And then we'll look to see what else is live. Could be tomorrow night. Could be somewhere. But I think it's going to be interesting. And then the War or the Worlds are coming Friday. Oh, so tomorrow night is, oh, then Grand Rapids is May 11th. Here we go. War of the World right there. Let's see if we have a match lineup. I'll read the lineup for that. The details will be Nagata, Cobb, and Lito, Ghetto, and Kojima versus the Briscoes, Young, and Bully Ray. Mark Haskins versus PCO, the Bullet Club versus the Kingdom. I think the Bullet Club's going to win. Four corner match, Tracy Williams, Eli Easom, Roosh, and PJ Black. Cheeseburger versus Clark Connors. The Bouncers versus Evil and Sandra, and Kelly Klein versus Stacy Sheldon for the title. Shadows, it says. New Japan Pro Wrestling Alliance versus Coast to Coast. So that should be interesting there. That's what's going on, guys. So 718-508-9883 is the number. We're going to close up shop now. And I want to thank everybody for coming on and for listening. I'll speak to you next week. This is Pro Wrestling Now and More with Magic Mike Ferrara, only right here on Totally Driven Radio Entertainment Network. We'll be here next week, guys, next Wednesday. Bye-bye.